Hi there, is it possible if I can please speak with Laura Olive?
Yes, speaking.
Hi Laura, it's Billy calling from MMA Legal regarding the Scottish redress claim. We arranged a call back for today.
Hiya, you alright?
Yeah. The call with myself will take about 5 to 10 minutes just to make sure I've got your personal details on file, and what I could do is get everything put into submission for you today. Is that okay with yourself?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
No problem. So I'm just going to pull up your details and make sure I've got them correctly. Now, I've got your name down as Laura Olive, but if I am correct, Olive's got like it's got two dashes at the top and the same with the E. Is that correct, darling?
Yeah, but the Olive's just a nickname, so my name's actually Laura Ann Prowse. That's just my Facebook name.
No problem. Let me get that on here for you. So it's Anne with an E?
Without.
Oh, without an E, no problem. And what's your surname, darling?
Prowse, Prowse.
No problem whatsoever. Now, in regards to yourself here, I've got a mobile number that we're speaking on at the moment. Is that the best mobile number for you if the line was to disconnect for any reason?
It is, yeah.
Brilliant. And in regards to email address that we've got down here for you as well, we've got an email as lauraprowse28@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's correct.
Brilliant. Now, before we go any further, I just want to give you an understanding that we're not going to be clutching at straws here today to waste any time of your own. You will be due back compensation. It'd be wrong for me to give you any sort of direct value because each case is individually different. So we locate all paperwork. We don't require any evidence from you. And once we've located that, we base the value off your statement. So no one's here to question you or catch you out to say this or this didn't happen to you. Your statement is what we'll make you an offer from. Now, if I am straight to the point with you, each claim is valued differently. You can come out with 300,000, you could come out with 400,000, but what we can tell you, just so you've got something to look forward to at the moment, is that they are averaging at around 48 per case. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
No problem. Could I just please ask you for your date of birth there, please, Laura?
Yeah, it's the 1st of September, 1987.
No problem whatsoever. And was it just you that was placed into the care system, or did you have any siblings that was placed into care with you at the same time?
So there was myself, two sisters and a brother.
And can I take the name of your siblings there, please, darling?
Yeah, so we have Kelly Prowse.
Yep.
Duncan, right, this is a long one, so Duncan John.
Yep.
Henry William.
William.
Prowse.
Yep.
And then we have Alexis Prowse, that's A-L-E-X-I-S, and then Fiona Prowse.
Fiona Prowse. Now, the only reason he asked for that information is, for any reason, I would say, we've got a Laura Prowse on the system here, and this is say we've got 10 Laura Prowse on the system. We say, right, well, this is the siblings' names and things like that, and we can go from there. What was the name of your parents as well, darling?
Just before we go any further, Kelly's actually a middle named Marie, M-A-I-R-E.
Perfect, thank you for that.
Yep. My dad was William Richard Prowse.
Well, thank you.
And my mum is Lorraine Townsley, T-O-W-N-S-L-E-Y.
E-Y, perfect, thank you for that. And with your siblings, do you have a relationship with your siblings?
Yeah, I have a relationship with all of them, yeah.
So, of course,
actually,
it's not something.
We actually all went into care together.
Yeah, together.
We all went in together, yeah, but unfortunately due to circumstances and breakdowns in care homes and foster placements, we all ended up getting separated.
So again, it's to keep you together. Most likely they should have been keeping you together within all them situations, and separating you is a sign of neglect as well when you all have been taken off. Because of a family network, they should have done the very best to keep you together. So that will be something that I will be making a note of, most definitely. And most importantly, if you do speak with your siblings, and they, of course, you don't have to jump to it right away, we're not going to go anywhere, but if you do wish to have a look into this, you will always have me on WhatsApp anyway, because I'll drop your details over from the personal work mobile, so that way you can track your claim at any time. And if you need a quick conversation with anyone, if you've got to mention certain things and you think, oh, we should have mentioned that, or even your siblings, bob me a message over and I'll work from my way through them. That's not an issue whatsoever. What area did you grow up in before you were placed into care, darling?
Oh, all over, really. So my mum's a Romani Gypsy traveller, but in 1998 we were based in North Ayrshire before, like the year we went into care.
Before taken to care, no problem. That's perfect. Thank you for that. And do you know why you were taken into the care system, darling, or is that not something that you're aware of as of yet?
No, that's absolutely fine. So we were taken into the care system. We'd always been under social services protection. My dad was abusive. My dad actually went to jail for having sexual interactions with his 16-year-old stepdaughter when he was 22, that he was actually convicted for. He was on the sex offenders register, and my mum was unfit to care for us all. She was an alcoholic.
Sorry to hear that. So even then, straight away, you should have been given the correct curriculums and put within the correct places where you're going to be given some sort of reassurance that everything's going to be okay and given the right schemes. And of course, back then, what they would do is they would just pop you into certain places because they would want you to rebel and things like that. It's a money-making scheme. So the longer they can keep you in them places and the more impact that it has on you, the more beneficial it was for them. And that's not acceptable whatsoever there. Can I ask you, when you was sent into the care system, did they stop any parent visits or anything like that, darling?
They did, yeah. So we went into care on the 28th of January 1998.
Let me get that down here. Went into care on 28th January 1998.
Yeah.
Perfect, you've got that.
So we weren't allowed any contact with our parents. I can't give you a time scale, but I was 10, so I remember a lot more than the rest. I'm the oldest. So we were stopped from seeing our parents, I want to say for around sort of like 6 to 8 weeks. They said it was sort of like a settling in period to sort of like settle in and sort of like get us used to like our parents not being there. My dad did fight that, and we did sort of like start to get like monthly, once a month contact on a Saturday afternoon in like a McDonald's or like a centre, like a social service.
Somewhere where they... Even still, though, that's not obviously having time with your family or anything like that. And that's one of the biggest things that they will do there is, of course, stop you from seeing your family as much as it possibly could to, of course, prevent being at home with your family. Now, I just want to double check something. Did you say earlier your date of birth was 1997?
No, 1987.
80. I just wanted to double check that just because, let me just get that changed over there for you. I put 1997. I do apologise. 1987. And do you know when they did take you into the care system? Did they take you to an assessment centre first, or did they take you straight to the care home?
Straight to the care home from a children's panel.
And what was the name of the care home, darling?
Dreghorn Children's Home.
Dreghorn was that?
Yeah, Dreghorn.
No problem, Children's Home. Thank you for that. I'll get that straight on the system for you now. Now, I can see here there's already been previous claims already filed against Dreghorn Children's Home. There's been a majority of the cases have actually come from that area. Now, what I want to just give you reassurance on is that people who have already spoken, their cases will help yours, and most importantly, your case will help theirs, because no one can dispute anything. So you won't realise that they probably mentioned the same kind of situations, if not the same kind of people and things like that, which will all help you moving forward. So I will reassure you, we'll do our very, very, very best to make sure we get you the justice that you deserve before we've even gone any further. Now, was you in here the full time, or did they change you within different places, darling?
No, so we all went in there together, all four of us. And we stayed there until 2001 when we were fostered.
Until 2001 and separated. And can I ask you, when you went to the foster homes, was you happy in the foster homes, or do you think there was any mistreatment there at all, darling?
No, I was absolutely happy in that foster home.
Happy
when that one broke down, the next one was horrific.
So what I'm going to do before, so there's no confusion, I'm just going to get a brief statement on the drag hoard, and then what I can do is I can move on to the foster parents. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah, that's fine.
So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to get here. So if I am correct, you said it was around 1998 when you went, so it's around between 10, 11 years old.
I was 10, yeah. It was the January after my 10th birthday.
Can I just ask you, when you arrived here, now I'm just going to ask questions just to help you strengthen this, but of course if there's anything that you want to fire away at me, do not hesitate to in any way, shape or form. Now Can I ask you, when you was here, did you get any sort of reassurance or any empathy on arrival or anything like that?
Obviously, I was scared. I didn't really know what was happening. But I can't specify enough how much empathy I did get from the two members of staff that were there when we did arrive. There were a couple of staff members who just, like, should never have worked in that. That should never have been their line of work.
And not only that, I did remember you saying earlier that was you the eldest sibling out of the lot of them.
I am, yeah.
So I can imagine when you got there, you was obviously scared and confused and things like that, but not only that, put on a brave face for your younger siblings and worried for them as well, which of course is not a nice thing to have on your shoulders.
No, the youngest one, my sister Alexa, she was only 4, so, and growing up in a broken home with my parents, like, I always sort of like played the role of mum that never really left me.
And can I ask you, when you was here, was the staff quite boisterous the way they spoke to you? Was he quite vicious and things like that, like nasty or shouting and things?
No, not all of them. There was two in particular, Anne Basket, and I can't remember the name of the other one. She was just there on a temporary placement.
And would it be the case where they've kind of targeted you and been nasty towards you?
Yeah, it's just more like, more volatile in the way they spoke. Like, it wasn't a case of, can you do that? It was a case of, do that now.
Would they ever punish you at all, darling, like, for an example, leave you in your bedroom at times secluded, or keep you and your siblings separated to try and impact yourselves, or would they do anything like make you miss out on trips or entertainment when other children was involved?
So, I mean, we were actually quite lucky when we moved into Dreghorn. There was two girls there, but they were only there for a short time, and that was basically... That was our home, but so there was only the 4 of us there for the year and a bit that we were there. Being the eldest, sort of like, I did sort of like rebel against how I was spoken to, you know, sort of like the sanctions on, sort of like, I couldn't just go to my friend's house without a risk assessment being done. I couldn't just go downtown with my friends without a member of staff coming with me. I was sanctioned quite a lot for that. Was put in my bedroom, wasn't allowed to go outside when the rest of them were playing outside. So I'd say, yeah, I was.
Was food and things like that always provided to you, darling?
Yeah.
No problem there whatsoever. And is there ever been any situations where there was physical towards you in any way, shape or form, whether it's pushing, prodding, pulling, slapping, kicking, hitting, even restraining?
Yeah, so I had been late home from school one day and was having a bit of a bad day. I'd just turned 11. I was told that I wasn't allowed to go to a friend's house after school. And I was... stopped from being able to leave the unit physically, like, taken away from the front door and put into my bedroom.
Oh, is that the second one?
Yeah.
Was education always a thing? Did it affect your education in here? Did they allow you to go to school and things like that?
Yeah, I was allowed to go to school, yeah. I had to walk a good sort of like 10-minute walk to go and catch the bus to go to school. It impacted my education, sort of like, more so people, like, obviously you've got, like, different people around you all the time, sort of like, so I was seen as a child in care in school, so I sort of, like, rebelled a little bit, like, with that as well, just sort of, like, you know, the feeling of being different, being in care, bullying, you know, you always get that stigma of, oh, you live in a home, you've got no parents.
And would you say, did you say you were here for around a year in this place, darling?
Yeah, so... I've just pulled up. We went in 1998. I thought we left in 2001, but we didn't. We left in the millennium. Because we had the, I can remember we had the millennium into the 2000s, and we left then, so.
Around a year, roughly.
About a year and a half, yeah.
And I would say basically the only kind of good thing that you've had out of this is you and your siblings was together here,
Yeah.
So I thought, okay. And of course it's just the mental side of things and the physical side of things. It's not acceptable for a young person to be having to be dealing with these thoughts, or obviously have to be worrying not just for yourself but for your children, not for your children, for your siblings as well, because you're in protection mode there. And then I was moved to a foster family, is that correct, darling? You got them moved to a foster family?
We did, yeah.
And then you was happy with the foster family where you was placed, is that correct, darling?
Yeah.
The first time.
Yeah.
Get that down here for you.
Very happy. It was a very loving, caring, family orientated home that we went to.
And how long would you say you was with that foster family for, darling?
Until 2002. Yeah.
And then did they move you straight onto another foster family?
Yeah. Well, no. So what happened was my foster dad, Brian, who I did class as my dad, unfortunately, he passed away with cancer.
Sorry to hear that.
My foster mum, Isabel, she done everything she could to keep us and keep us there and keep us together. But unfortunately, she was diagnosed with breast cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that.
She then, even though we weren't aware of her having breast cancer, she kept us for as long as possible until her health deteriorated that much. And that she's still alive today. She's doing amazing, but... she could no longer look after the four of us. To look after, like, foster children. She had four of her own children who were all older. I think the youngest one was, like, 19, almost 20 when we moved in with them. But, yeah, she just...
And back then, having cancer is a very big situation, of course. You don't get the help and things as you would get these days. So, of course, it would be a struggle for her to stay on top of her health, look after new children and also her own children as well. So I do totally understand that. Is that when you was then moved on to the foster family where you don't feel like you were safe there?
Yeah, so the second family that we went to, they were actually... my foster mum, Isabel, it was her friend, Margaret, Margaret Reed, they took us on, so they sort of like, they went through all the checks and stuff and cared for us while Brian was dying of cancer. So Margaret and Gordon, did what they had to do, and then they became our sort of like guardians while he was poorly. And then when Isabel made the decision she could no longer care for us, social services placed us in the full-time care of Margaret and Gordon. And don't get me wrong, to begin with, it was all sunshines and rainbows and flowers. Yeah, but being the oldest, I just sort of like started to notice little things that weren't right, and you know, the way we were being spoken to. My teacher didn't speak to me like that, so it sort of like, it really grated on my skin the way that we were being treated. You know, I was grounded and put in my bedroom, wasn't allowed to leave my bedroom. You know, we were given, I mean, for instance, like, you daren't put the butter spoon in the, you daren't put the butter knife in the jam. Sort of scenario, that's how I can describe it. That was a big no-no. Very 50s, 60s rules, like, you will do as you are told, you will do this, you will do that. Even when there's things that I really didn't want to do, like simple things that I didn't want to stay in, I wanted to go out with my friends, but I had to clean my room, I had to help with the chores around the house before I went on to do anything. I was timed on everything. You know, that took you 2 hours to do, an hour off your playtime. You know, you'll be in an hour earlier. And that's what I like to put down through. Yeah, that's sort of down to myself, to my sister, to my brother. And then
I do apologise with your speaking at the moment. It's just gone like you're underwater just a little bit. Let me just try and move my headset and see if that's any better.
It may sound a bit now. I've just knocked my car off.
I can hear you a lot better now. What I am going to do, darling, is I'm just getting down here. She's placed here for temporary foster care whilst my previous foster family had been dealing with the cancer diagnosis. And did they allow your full siblings to come here, darling, with you?
They did, but they made it very clear that they only wanted two of us. Sort of like, just little things that they used to say, you know, we only wanted two and we've ended up with four. So me and the one down from me, Kelly, we were the first ones to sort of like leave that placement.
Got them on here. So they should be also causing some sort of friction there with you and your siblings anyway, by saying that they only wanted two of you instead of the four of you, knowing that there is four of you to make you feel a certain kind of way. Put that on here. Did they ever sort of use any sort of force in any restraining matters in any way, shape or form, whether that was push you, whether you was being quite cheeky and they had to restrain you? Did they ever use any force on you in any way, shape or form?
Not personally on myself. I'd have to get some more information off my brother, but I know my brother
suffered
quite a lot. Not personally on myself. I wasn't there an awfully long time.
Yeah.
I sort of like, I wised up to them really quite early. I know my brother suffered quite a lot. You know, we would get grounded for silly things. Like, we had our living room, they had their living room, we weren't allowed in their living room. You know, if we were found in there, we were accused of things, and it just wasn't nice at all. Hello?
Sorry, I'm just getting that broke down for you.
All right, no, you're all right.
To grow up and be a normal child, because every time you are trying to do normal child activities, of course, speaking to you in a certain kind of way and making you believe that you have done something wrong. It's kind of like being in an army, for an example, where you've got to be up, clean, do the house, do all the chores or anything like that, and listen to them.
It's very built.
Can I ask you if you was punished in any way, shape or form, would they lock you in the bedroom or make you, say, face the wall for a certain amount of time or sit in a dark room or in any cupboards or anything, or watch, say, TV with them, knowing fine well you didn't like the things that they was watching?
We never really watched TV with them. You know, we sort of, like, lived in our bedrooms. That was, like, sort of, like, our safe place, so to speak. That's where I, personally, that's where I preferred to be, was in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. So there was always sanctions for things, and, you know, they didn't speak very nice to me, and made me feel, like, they made it quite clear that I was one of the ones that they didn't want. You know, the way I was spoken differently than the rest of them, as was my sister. It became very clear very early on that it was only the two younger ones that they wanted. And in my
because
head,
they could manipulate the younger ones.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Back nail on the head. So they could manipulate them. You know, I grew up like when we lived at home. You know, I was using a cheap plan by the age of 9, so I'm very, very clever and very intelligent, so I cooked on very early as to what was being said.
Well, the...
You know, my sanctions and my punishments were a hell of a lot more than, you know, sort of thing what the younger ones would have got. You know, grounded to my bedroom, wasn't allowed to leave my bedroom, ate my dinner in my bedroom. I could go downstairs to take my plates and my cups down. In the kitchen, if I was sort of like, you know, it's like if in the kitchen, it's sort of like the stolen for time. It's like, you know, you shouldn't be in here. You know where you should be. And one day I just thought, you know what, fuck this, I'm going.
I was struggling. Because I can imagine you struggling with your mental health back then.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Is many quite resilient today as an adult? Like, I can't say, well, all, my friends always say, like, I'm not a depressed person. I just know there's a whole lot of worse things out there that could be wrong in life that I don't personally have in my adult life now that I choose not to get involved with. You know, my children do not live a life that I used to live. If anything, they have the life of king and queen.
Which, like you say, well, some people go one way, some people go the other, and you should be very, very proud of yourself to get to this situation and do this, because, like I say, just because you've suffered, you've put all of this in the back of your mind now and moved on with your life for your children's sake. But really, when it comes to shove, and I'm opening a can of worms for you here today, I just want to let you know that you're not the only one here, and I will be here to talk you through anything. If there's a chat that you need, you'll always have me there on WhatsApp, and I'll guide you through the full process. Now, can I also ask you, do you feel like you struggle to build relationships or trust people and things like that till with you today?
Oh, yeah, massively. I have really bad trust issues.
So I've just got all of that jotted down there for you, every single thing that you provided to me, and all I will go ahead and do with that is I'll reword it just to strengthen everything and make sure I've got every bit of detail popped down there that we've discussed today, and I'll get your case submitted off for you. Now, one thing I want to ask you is, we approach all the local authorities, so once we go to Scottish Redress, of course, they don't want to pay out, so they will use any reason that they can to try and not locate as much. That's why I've asked you these certain questions, knowing what they're going to come back with, like what's the parents' name, what's the siblings' name, where did they go? Up. I've got all of that to answer them questions. Now, once you've got a response from them, it takes about 2 weeks maximum for them to provide us with your application number. And as soon as we've got that application number, they know we've approached something, we've acknowledged something, and we're going full steam ahead to go and get them documents. Now, we'll approach all the local authorities, we'll approach the councils, the social services, the care homes, and we'll get all the paperwork and files that have got anything to do with you and your siblings on there. Now, once we have that, your statements, all we need to do is prove that you was in them places. No one can say that they didn't treat you like this or they did treat you like this, because no one's there to prove any different, as long as we can prove that you was within them places. Now, most importantly, I'm not sure if you've ever had the option of this, but we will be more than happy to provide a copy of your files back to you once you request them. I'm not sure if it's something you've ever thought about. You don't have to take them, but some people would like the information, and we will always give you that option.
Yeah, I'd like to have them, I know the younger sibling, I know she did obtain some files, quite a long time ago. It was actually her that made me aware of like what you guys are doing. I'm actually sitting outside of our house now, so I'm sort of like the go-to. They bring everything to me, and they're like, I think, let me look into it, let me find out some information, let me go ahead and do it first, and then we can go from there. So when I go in and tell her that I've done it, she'll be so happy, because she's like, wants blood out of a stone for the way she was treated. I mean, when she was 10 years old, she went to school one day and was picked up by social services from her foster placement that she didn't think was wrong. They just decided one day that they didn't want it anymore.
See, things like that, the way they impact children over and over and over again, they don't realise the tolls and effects it's going to have on them the whole life. Now, one thing that I just want to explain to you may, this may, in regards to this, because we put your case through, and as soon as Scottish Redress know that you're going ahead with the claim, like I say, there's no cap on the payment, and we won't settle for anything less than you're entitled to, but they might give you a call and offer you £1,000 up front. Now, what they may also do as well is they may contact your siblings before they've even gone ahead with it and say, we can pay you £1,000 up front now as a settlement figure. People are not aware of what that's for, and they'll try and underpay you. So what I'm going to do with you, most importantly, is I'm going to secure your account with a password. Now, if anyone calls you and you're a bit unsure on who you're speaking to, you just ask them for the password. And if they don't know the password we've set today, just do not speak to them. And that way, you're reassured that you're not accepting anything. Now, is there any word that is memorable to you that you would like us to use the password for you, darling? Should I use Olive?
No, use That's
sorry, it just broke out then again. Would you say that again for me, please, darling?
Glencoe.
I don't know. Was that Glencoe? Sorry, it's just breaking out like you're underwater a little bit.
Yeah, Glencoe. G-L-E-N-C-O-E.
Glencoe password, no problem. Now, what I'm also going to require from you is I understand that you are a young, healthy person, but we just need to make sure that you're getting the justice that you deserve. So if there's anything to happen to you over the next few months while the claim is ongoing, is there anybody whatsoever that you would be happy for me to put down as a beneficiary for you so the payment would go to them if the worst was to happen to yourself? What I'm going to do is I'm just going to pop the phone down and I'm going to give you a call straight back. Is that okay with you? I think it might be my headset. I don't know why you're playing up like this. Is that all right?
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, of course.
Give me 5 minutes, darling. Just let me restart it.
Yeah.
Thank you.